Yeah, you're going to have to hold on here a second. Welcome to the art of going your own way. This is your buddy Taogyao. Yes, I know. Holy shit, a lot of life changes have happened. Mom was ready to move in. She even asked. She said, you know, I think it's time for me to move into assisted living. So my sibling and I moved her into assisted living. This is why I haven't been talking to you guys for a while. I've been fucking busy. And with my new position in my job, holy shit. By the way, I absolutely fucking love it. I don't have to deal with the day-to-day grind of having shit done. I'm actually a manager now. I just point, snap my fingers, be the prick that your buddy Taogyao is and say, you need to get this shit done. I used to be the one that had to react to the snap. Now I get to snap. Just kidding. I mean, I understand the plight of the worker, and I won't forget that at all. I'm just in a different position where I don't have to deal with the day-to-day shit. I love it. I love it. I'm no longer on call. I don't have to deal with that shit. I put in my straight eight, and I am fucking done. I love it. Holy shit. Just had a meeting with the guy above me. He's like, holy shit, Taogyao. You're fucking in the zone, man. You're making shit happen. And I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, it's better to work smarter than harder, right? I utilize the eight that I work, and I get the shit done that needs to be done. Most people are fuck knobs, and they barely do what needs to be done. No. I'm going for the President's Club deal, and I'm going for that free fucking trip to the Big Island of Hawaii or wherever the fuck it is. If it is Hawaii, I've been on the Big Island several times, and I got to, excuse me, yes, I've had a few libations. By the way, Mercury is in retrograde or some shit like that because I've won a lot of fucking money. I have won a lot of fucking money lately. And even Widow, holy shit, we went to the casino. She hit a jackpot. She won some nice fucking money. Well, what nice money? Is it 10 grand? No, she won less than that. But for what she put in $23. And she took out $1,400. We walked away saying, bye, bitches. Boom. So, anyways, yeah, I know. It's chump change for some, and it's like, that's a lot of fucking money for others. Whatever. But let me get back on point here for a second. No, life for me is back in the zone. I'm actually getting to enjoy life again. It's not every, you know, half an hour, can you come help me? Can you come help me? And my mom is actually flourishing where she's at. She likes it. They have a lot of programs. I talk to her. She sounds happy. Hey, I could only do so much while my mom was living with me, right? Because your buddy still got to work a job because your buddy still got to make fucking money and make shit happen. I'm not independently wealthy. By the way, I did have a really good opportunity fall across my plate where I could make $4,500 for probably 2-3 hours worth of work. I might just check that out. That might be the thing to do. But again, being in the northern climate, it's I might have to carry a little bit until spring. But who knows what the fuck's gonna happen. Back to, oh shit, so much has fucking happened. It's not even funny. So, mom, settled, good, doing good. I've regained. I am no longer a fucking dungeon dweller in my own place. I've regained my master bedroom. I live on the main floor. It is nice. Me and Widow still doing good. But I gotta tell you, something happened to me. So I met this chick. I want to take it back 5-6 months ago. And if I were to rate this chick on a 1 to 10, this chick's an 8.5, 9, no doubt about it. She's not blonde. You know your buddy likes blondes, so she gets a little ticked off for that. Holy shit, this chick's been texting me. Now, she doesn't live in the same state as me, so boom. And there's a few other circumstances there. We kind of deal each... I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say. You don't dip your ink in the... Your quill in the company ink. I know. Dude, I fucking know. This bitch is texting me like, oh, I saw you and I just want to kiss your neck all over. I've never had a bitch say this to me. Oh my God, Talgal, you're falling for the classic blunder. You never go into a land war in Asia. You're going to drink the Iocane powder. Princess Bride for you bitches. But, no. Holy shit, this chick is fucking hot. She wants to fuck. And she's like, I so much regret that I didn't call you up and have you come over. Your buddy's sitting there going, we would have had a good time. We would have had some fun, no doubt about it. You know, I can't believe the shit that this chick is texting me, right? And your buddy, he doesn't respond to shit like that. Yeah, it would have been nice. I appreciate the flattery. I appreciate the sincerity. She's like, I want to kiss you all over, you know. And, you know, I think that you and I would have a good time. We'd have a good time, baby. We would have had a good time. So your buddy might be getting a little boom chicka wow wow in the near future. Good thing is she doesn't live close to me, so there'd be no drama like that. And there'd also be plausible deniability, a few other things. So yeah, I definitely get together and fuck this chick. It would be fun. Oh my God, it'd be fun. She would ride me, and by the way, I'd be fucking, I would get my fill. It'd be 2, 3, 4 times in that night. I don't care if my dick's sore from fucking, I'd still get it up and fuck her again, because it wouldn't come around again. This is probably a one and done deal, 3, 4, 5 times, and then done. Now, mind you, your buddy's not in his teens anymore, so it'd be like, when your buddy fucks, he fucks for a half an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. It's like, I'm going to get my fill, I'm going to have fun, going to enjoy it. Now, when I was with Blondie 1 and 2, now, this is after my divorce, and even with Red, shit, 2, 3 times a night, it'd be like, you ready for round 2? You ready for round 3? Let's get fucking. And, holy shit, this chick is hot, and this chick is quite a bit younger than your buddy. Oh, you're falling for the classic blunder.
you're going to fuck yourself in the end. You're going to be screwed up. If it doesn't happen, I don't give a shit. If it happens, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. By the way, I'll wrap the sausage on this one. Who knows? Who knows where this whore's been? But give a few spurts and bitch, you fucking swallow that. Grab the back of her hair and you're going to take it and you're going to take it all and you're going to like it because you know what? Your buddy Tao Giao can tell. Your buddy Tao Giao can also tell that she wants to be tied up and dominated. And by the way, your buddy likes that shit. And the widow likes that shit. So I think that youngin would like that. You know, it's interesting. It's quite the ego boost to be desired by a younger whore. And you know he ain't gonna pay for it. You always pay for it, dumbass. You're gonna fucking pay for it. Yeah, you might pay for it in one way or another. But it ain't gonna be a pay-for deal in the... there ain't gonna be no chitlins running around 9 months later or anything like that. Because they ain't fucking stupid. But to fuck, have a good night and sleep a little bit. Wake up again and go... Baby, spread those legs, because I'm going to fuck you again. Might as well enjoy it, right? What do you got to lose? Well, that's not very Christian of you, Tao Giao. You're a fair-weather Christian, Tao Giao. You've been preaching to us about shit. Well, you know what? Who's to say it's going to happen? It's nice to think about, but it might happen. We'll just see what happens. I really, really am enjoying the relationship that I have with Widow. But you know what? All these bitches are different. And, you know, some are a little bit more fun to be with. Some are a little bit more subservient. I've been with all types of women. And I gotta tell you, I like the feisty ones. I like Widow. She's subservient, and she'll please. She's a pleaser. But I also like the feisty ones a little bit, that give a little bit of a fight. No, 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 don't do that. Oh, okay. Shh, shh, baby. This is gonna happen. You just shut your mouth. This is gonna happen. Oh my God, Tao Giao's a rapist. No, I'm not a rapist. I'm just a role player. It's all good, man. It's all for fun. They like it. They like their fucking hair pulled. They like to be tied up. They like to be slapped around a little. I'm not talking abuse. I'm like, they like to be dominated. So dominate them. Have fun. Enjoy it. Never give up your power. And enjoy life. You know what? If I were to say, I'd give it a 75% chance that this chick and I are going to get together and fuck for a good, nice weekend. And you know what? That'd be good. That, I don't know, good, if that's the right word. That would be very enjoyable. So again, let's recap. I got my place back. Mom is off. Siblings helping out, finally. Finally, my fucking siblings helping out. Making shit happen. Well, you know, I'm trying to do this to help you out. Fuck you, where were you for the last fucking 13, 12 months? Help, you weren't helping me out. You were fucking doing your own thing. Well, you know, I'm doing it now for you. Go fuck yourself. I love my sibling. I love my sibling, I should say. There is no but. However, you fucked me over a few times. Man, I just... You go through life and you don't know. This chick, by the way, she's a musician. You know she's loose. I've dated a couple of musician bitches before. They like to fuck. Musician chicks like to fuck. And, Blondie number two was a musician. She was a good fuck, and she was fun. She was fucked in the head, but she was fun. And, you know what? I'm not trying to relive anything in my past, but something new, exciting would be fun. So we'll see what happens. Holy shit, Tao Yao, you just are not anything that we thought you were before. Yeah, you know, it's a struggle every day, isn't it, motherfuckers? It's a struggle to stay on track. I'm human. Human. Want to enjoy life. And I want to enjoy some of the fruits of life. Nice thing is, and I hate to say this, I really do, because I don't like this at all, but this bitch is married. Well, you're going to get yourself fucking killed. No, I won't. I won't. That motherfucker ain't going to come as far as I am away from him. And it'd be like a nice 1-2 days of getting together and fucking. You go your own way, I go my own way. And then we don't talk about it anymore. And we have that time together. Mm-hmm. What a prick. You've been all pious and shit, Tao Gao, and you've said to do this and do that. I'm human. I am human. I ebb and flow, but I am more good than I am bad. Just to let you know. I am more good than I am bad. This bitch. God. Well, of course I'm recording it on the device that I could read it from to you from. I don't know, what was it, what did I say, 5-6 months ago, this bitch was up here, and she's like, God, I regret not inviting you back to my hotel room, I so regret it, and man, I wish it was your hands on me, but it was mine, but you can only do so much you can do. I spent the night alone, but I was thinking about you all night long. Yeah. Yeah. Remember Proverbs, by the way. You know, the women of the night and shit. You want to avoid these bitches as much as you can. It's fun. Everything comes to light in the end, by the way. By the way, side note, different, let's change the tracks we're on. I picked up a fucking nice, very nice lamb roast. Not the lamb shanks, but a lamb roast. This weekend, me and Widow are going to make a very nice Irish stew. I Blarney Stone, all that shit. Can't really speak in my Irish accent right now. You bloody bastard. That's English, by the way. Gonna make a fucking awesome Irish stew out of the lamb. Gonna get me some Guinness, get a can or two of Guinness, throw that in there, some beef stock, some potatoes, carrots, and maybe even a little bit of cabbage. Throw that in there, let it cook to a nice fucking stew. By the way, I prepared the meat beforehand. Throw it in a little bit of seasoned flour, fry that shit up first, and then throw it in. That keeps that meat nice and moist and awesome. And then at the very end, I do like peas, all right? So I'm going to throw some peas in about 20 minutes before serving, because you don't want to put that shit in right away, by the way. You don't want to put peas in right away. So if you want to hear your buddy's recipe, I'll give it to you roughly. I'll go ahead and do like 1-inch cubes of lamb shank. whatever, lamb roast. And then I'll flour it, pepper it, salt it, and maybe throw in some dried garlic. I'll get that shit all nice and done up in there, and then I'll saute it in a nice oil, get it seared on all edges. Then, boom, that's perfect for going in there. Then I'll take two cans of Guinness, one for the stew and one for your buddy. Add some beef stock, throw in the potatoes chopped up, not too small, but nice size chunks. Carrots, a little bit of onion, salt, pepper, garlic, maybe a little Mrs. Dash, you know, some of the other seasoning in there. Let that shit come up and boil. Now, mind you, this is a nice runny stew at this point in time. And then once you add the meat, the flour that's been on there will kind of break away a little bit, add to the thickness, and then throw in a little bit of cornstarch in, like a cornstarch roux. So yeah, maybe a quarter cup of cornstarch, right? And then you add some water, you mix it up, that shit'll settle. So you gotta keep mixing it up, pour it in there, stir it in there so it thickens up. It's not gonna give you that floury taste like if you added flour. Cornstarch is kind of neutral. This is going to be a fucking awesome Irish stew. By the way, hey, you know how long it's been? It's been a while. Guess what you get to do with your buddy? If I don't, come on now. God damn it. Hold on. We got a problem. Houston, we got a fucking problem. There we go. Your money telling you it was taking you for piss time. So hold on here a second. I know. You're a fucking drunk. Oh yeah.
No, I'm not. Hold on. I don't know if I'm done talking to you guys yet, so give me a second. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. Golden shower. I know you like it. You like that? I like it too, baby. Yeah. Whew. You would have think I would have drunk the whole beer, whole bar down tonight, but I didn't. Couple shakes. By the way, shaking more than 2-3 times, you're playing like that. The older you get, the more you got to shake it, though. Oof, almost done. Yeah, gotta love that. That's what you call the side of the garage piss at nighttime when it's dark and nobody can see ya. Which one of you other motherfuckers will go out and piss on the side of your goddamn garage? None of you bitches will. What time is it? I got a few more minutes before I gotta cut this off, but... So, buddy's got a decision to make. I already told Widow, I'm like, hey baby, I might have to go, for a job deal and in a couple weeks. Is your buddy grooming her? I don't know, she wants the dick. But you know, we lived so far away from each other, it might be worth a little bit of a drive to go meet up, have a nice hotel room, fuck for a night, maybe two, and then go our separate ways. Right? So we'll see what happens. You're a cocksucker. Tap ya. I don't know, man. I was married for so long to a fucking cunt. I tried to steer this bitch in the right direction. And you know what? I've talked to a few other buddies and they're like, I wouldn't stand for that shit. Get it while you can get it. Enjoy your life. And I'm kind of along those lines. Yeah, fucking enjoy it, man. Because why suffer? Yes, there is suffering in life. Don't get me wrong. There is a lot of suffering in life. But every once in a while, you need a reprieve. Well, don't you have that reprieve with Widow? Yes. Yes, I do. She is a good woman. She comforts me. She takes care of me. She swallows. She's enjoyable. She's very good looking. She does what she can to please me. But there's also that animalistic part of me that's like, And this bitch is a little bit animalistic too. And at first I was like, ooh, I gotta watch what I say with this bitch. But after talking to her more, this is all good foreplay, man. This is all good foreplay. So, even if we were to fuck and never see each other again, that'd be fine. It'd be the one and done. But I got a feeling that this bitch would be around for a long time in the background. You're either going to be a king or you're not. You're either going to rule or you're not. And part of being a king, by the way, is to not put what you've built in jeopardy. And if a bitch wants to fuck you to fuck, protect yourself, wrap the sausage, have a good time, enjoy, go your separate ways. If she wants to come back and get dick again, then you reevaluate at that point in time. By the way, we're in the end days, so am I going to burn with the rest of you sinners? I don't know. We'll see what we can do. I've loved and I've lost. I've lusted and I've lost. And I've given my heart away several times. I don't give my heart away anymore. You want to get together and fuck? Let's get together and fuck. Let's have a good time. Enjoy each other's company. You go your way, I'll go my way. If you want to do it again in the future, let's do it again. I don't know anymore. With that said, enjoy life. I don't want to lead you in the wrong direction. You do you, I'm going to do me. That's why this channel's called There Is an Art to Going Your Own Way, by the way. I should rename it. There is an art to going my own way, so go fuck yourself. But enjoy, gentlemen. I don't know what to tell you. You got to live your life. I got to live mine. We make choices. We live with them. Peace. There you go. And the final tagline one last time. There is an art to going your own way. Take care. Goodbye. Fuck off. All that good platitude shit.